every time we talk to John, we talk to Eric, to keep telling this whole offseason, oh, Randy's going to find this kicker. Randy's going to find it. Can you tell us a little bit, explain to us, all went through the process of, you know, going through scouting these guys and deciding on Tyler?
Sure. Patrick, do we have 30 minutes or is this a five-minute deal? You know, Jameson, for all the years I've been evaluating kickers, punters, long snappers, there is a process I have. But this year was a little different. This year was, I kind of had to narrow it down. And being fortunate at the NFL, I run the specialist showcase. You know, we had 27 specialists there, which included 10 kickers. So I kind of narrowed it down. We got, I want to say, I got down about 25, 30 college guys. And then, of course, there was the NFL free agents, too. It wasn't just the college guys. And then we narrowed it down to what do we look for, you know, and what do we look for here? We look for a straight ball kicker, and you can go all the way back. And you know, the kickers we've had in Stover, Gano, Hauschka, Will Lutz, Tucker, Cundiff, Cameron Dicker, Corey Vedvik. These are guys we've taught to kick a straight ball. So what was the process like? The process was like, how can I find somebody who's got a strong leg, who's strong mentally and can kick a straight ball? And it all came down to, when it was all said and done, it came down to Tyler. I made three West Coast trips back and forth. Occasionally, I text John to tell him where I was at. Most of the time, he texts me back. He's like, oh, great. I didn't care. We weren't in the office today. So it was good. But that's how the process started, was just evaluating and seeing who fits our criteria.
Randy, I'm sure you're looking for the best possible kicker anyway, but is there anything added when you're replacing who you had here, you know, when you have what was thought to be the greatest kicker of all time? Is there anything added to that when you're looking for the replacement?
So I want whoever that guy is to be the best of who that guy was. And that was part of the discussions I had with the players. You know, when you're sitting here trying to talk to college players, I wasn't guaranteed we were going to have a draft pick. So I had to also make sure that if we were going to get a guy who was an undrafted free agent, I could convince him to come here, right? And we want to make the best of you. And so what do I tell Tyler Loop every day? I need the best Tyler Loop ever. It was the same way with Will Lutz. You know, Will, we want you to be the best Will Lutz. And, you know, Will was 90% last year, and Cameron Dicker was 90% last year. So we want them to be that person. What is the best that you can be? And how can we get you to that? And it all comes back to process. And John's talked about it for years. And all of our kickers, we've talked about process. Whether it's been our long snappers. I mean, you know, we've gone through this. We've had six long snappers in the NFL just last year. So it's the process, Cordell. That's what we really want. And we found a guy that has that process. And I could tell a whole other story about our dinner in Arizona, which maybe we can go to. But and he understood. He had his own process, which was great.
Randy, can you elaborate on what the process is?
Yeah, so when I interview a guy, I want to know, what is your process? Meaning, how do you practice? How many kicks a day do you take during practice? What's your lifting schedule? What's your sleeping schedule? What's your eating schedule? And then come game day, well, what's your warm-up schedule? How many kicks do you do? How many no steps? How many one steps? How many two steps? At each end, what do we do? And of all the guys I interviewed, so I'll do the restaurant story now. So we go to Arizona. So I go to Tucson and spend 2.5 hours with Tyler at a restaurant in Tucson. Which, by the way, everybody knows I'm a big Pepsi guy, and they had fountain Pepsi, so I knew I was going to be there all night long, which was great. So we were there two and a half hours, and he explained to me his process. And it was intricate, like to the point of, like, I'll explain it to you guys who are here and fans are watching at home. There's a spot on your foot where you have to kick the football, all right? There's a spot on your foot. He knew exactly where that spot was on your foot, and you do it by which lace you want to hit the football on. So what is that process? The process is, how am I going to make sure that spot on my foot hits 1 inch below the middle of the football, which is our sweet spot, depending on the different size of the football? Now, I can go into more of a process of when you're out there, okay, where's my target? How far back do I go? How many inches away from the football am I? Who understands that process without, I mean, I've only had 1 minute to explain to you the process. So this kid had 2 hours. And so I knew we were kind of there. So we kind of moved a couple tables away, and we were in this restaurant in Tucson. And I said, all right, show me. And he does his whole steps back over and on, shows me, okay, this is how I would hit the ball here. This is my lean on my ball. And I texted John afterwards. I said, I think we have our guy. And that was really the restaurant in Tucson. And I forget the name of it, but it had fountain Pepsi.
Randy, you obviously can look at a kicker's fundamentals and break it down, what you like and don't like, and you can see his routine and his all that. But how difficult, you know this position, how difficult it is mentally. How difficult is it to gauge from a kicking prospect how he's going to respond in a clutch moment, how he's going to deal with pressure?
You call his mom and dad and see what mom and dad think, how he's been. Talk to his other coaches. The guy played, you know, he played 47 games. John Hoyland, who we brought in, played 50-some games. The kid out of Andy out of Miami played 50 games. So, you know, you kind of watch their pressure situations, how they handle those situations already. But as I've learned in all my years in National Football League, going all the way back to Jeff Jaeger and David Akers, until you're in that moment, who's the guy that can rely on his process when you're in that moment? And, you know, we've had some of the greatest kickers ever come out of this place because they got that moment and they were able to stay in their process. Too many kickers just look at the uprights like, I just got to make it somehow. I just got to make it. No, we have a process of regardless if there's 1 second left in the game or you're on the opening drive, you ran a kickoff back, you got to run out and do a 33-yard extra point, that what's my process to kick the ball straight? And when you talk to a guy too, Jeff, you can tell. You can look in a guy's eyes. You can tell who's a little flaky and who's, like, dialed in. And the guys who, like, won't look at you or maybe they get a little squirrely, you know, prefer not to bring you to the facility.
How many guys were in the pool that you were looking at?
30. You know, Jerry, it started at 30, but I would say I probably got down to 10 that I really believed. So the difference between kicking in Baltimore, which is arguably one of the hardest places to kick in the National Football League, Jerry, to kicking New Orleans or kicking in Dallas. Like, this was a layup this weekend. You know, you're not going to have layups. You're not going to have games like this. So you've got to find who can hit a ball that can play out here. And that's the whole thing about what we did with Tyler because, you know, I've heard and read some of the things that you guys have put out there. But it's a totally different football, guys. The NFL ball and the ball they use in college are two different footballs. So if you have a totally different football, that means you have a totally different sweet spot. That means you have a totally different swing plane. That means you have a totally different plant. So all of that goes into that type of ball. So what did I do, Jerry? I had to find who could actually kick a ball the way that we need it kicked. And there, what happens is there's not a lot. Now, I'd say easily there's got to be probably 5-6 guys that came out of this class that could kick, but I think only about two of them could kick outdoors, my opinion.
A lot of great kickers that we talked about, but in terms of leg strength, where does Tyler compare to some of those guys?
Tyler has elite leg strength, and you know, we were fortunate enough to be on the field with Brandon Aubrey this week. You know, he saw Brandon's leg strength, but yeah, it's elite. You know, we have the track man here, which is outstanding. It kind of helps us. It helps us with apex. It helps us with launch angle. It helps us with speed and really kind of gauge of each kick. But yeah, I mean, he's got elite. But you know, we brought in John Hoyland for a reason. We brought in John Hoyland because we knew John could kick the ball straight. You know, that guy missed two kicks under 40 in 50 some games, and we wanted a guy that could challenge Tyler and not just turn into a home run hitting contest. You know, and so we're out there. It's guys, we're still like on the driving range right now, and we're still working on lean. We're still working on things like that. That what works best for him. And but I wanted to really compliment what John Hoyland did. There was one day out here that John went 9 for 9. And, it was, you know, we remember I was alternating for a while there. So John goes 9 for 9. And Tyler came in that morning and said, I can't miss today. I can't miss today. So he went 10 for 10. That was the day on the other field we hit from 63, 65, and 68. So thankfully, John and Tyler both really liked each other and they work really well. We are where we are today because of the competition and that the Ravens allowed me to bring two kickers in. And not like a lot of teams just say three specialists, that's all you got.
Randy, Tyler, when he got drafted, he had his Ravens shirt already. Kind of felt confident that this was going to be the team. Take us from your perspective for day three of the draft. Were you sweating that one out? I mean, they made it clear this is the one kicker you want. He's your guy.
Do I look like I sweat ever, Jeff? 12 years as a Jersey mayor, does it look like I sweat? I was dying. I was dying. We got to the fifth round. We got to the fifth round. And, you know, I'm kind of, you know, giving every hint possible. He might get off the board. He might go off the board. Please, let's, you know, what can we do? And, you know, what is the alternative? And, Tyler and I had some really good conversation. he is definitely a faith family football guy. And I really wanted him, as much for who he was and who I know he could be, to, at the time, the big-legged kicker, okay? I was sweating it out just a little bit, and I was just a little excited when we drafted him. I think you saw that in the video, but it was good. Here's somebody over here. Yeah.
In the game the other night, there were two penalties on kicks. Mm-hmm. How much are you involved in that strategy? And it's something, obviously, this kickoff deal is something that he hasn't done before.
Yeah, we're all really working through it. You know, we get ideas from what we see on film. Tyler has a deep background in soccer. I don't know how many of you have spent a lot of time, but Tyler is an outstanding soccer player. Like, he was going to go to Europe and play soccer in high school. So we're kind of working through it right now. We're kind of seeing what's going to work, what isn't going to work. That's the great part about preseason game, and that's what's great about Harbs, is we're like, hey, we're going to try this, try that. Okay, great. But this is the time to do it. Because it's just a dramatic difference in coverage, in the way that this is set up. And when we put the small committee of us that put this new play in effect, we knew that if you hit dirty balls down there and they hit the ground first and you allow that kickoff team a couple yards, you know, it could be an advantage. So he loves it. He's doing it. He's trying it each day. It's a lot of fun. And unfortunately, we had, you know, a couple balls bounced the wrong way, but turf and grass are going to be two totally different things. Yeah.
Tyler, were you upset with the way he tackled?
Oh, yeah.
Attempted to make a tackle at all, or the fact that he maybe didn't listen? You were telling him not to tackle. Take us through that. What do you want to
do? Well, I've been telling these guys I should be on video more often, right? So Tyler and my video has gotten 5 million views already, okay? So I've been saying, put us on video. See, Tyler's got one story, I got another. I know this. All I told him is, when we're upstairs, when that guy's near the sideline, can we just push him out? All right, really. Now, week one, Buffalo, you got to make a tackle. You're making that tackle. But, you know, to the sideline, let's just kind of guide him out. But he's an athlete, and, you know, and he did it. He did it, and I was proud of him. I think he was happier and more shocked at the end. And I think Jordan Stout said, well, you just hugged him. So either way, he got out of it unscathed. But it was a lot of fun.
Randy,
two more for Randy, please.
You got up here last year and spoke highly about Jordan and his part in the entire operation, his holding. What has it been like now that you have these veterans as the long snapper and holder rather than the kicker to teach
it? Okay, see, I knew something I was going to bring up. Okay. Nick Moore is the Lamar Jackson of long snappers in the NFL. Because he does everything right, okay? So think of this. Go back and watch the game this week, all right? He had 8 pretty much 12 o'clock snaps, and 12 o'clock snaps are when the laces are facing towards the uprights, okay? 6 o'clock is when the laces are facing the kicker, all right? You see where he was on point on the snaps to Jordan on punt. He blocks. He's got to block defensive tackle, sometimes defensive ends, all right? We ask him to block different than any other of the 32 teams in the NFL. All right, and he covers. He covers as well as anybody. He's 260 pounds, okay? Doesn't get enough credit. Jordan, I've said that for year after year, that this kid, that Jordan is one of the top 5 snappers in the NFL. I mean, holders in the NFL. When you got to put a ball on pretty much a dime, right? You got to put it on a dime. And then you got to put on the dime, and then you got to get the lean. And right now, we're working on where his lean is. So there's a movement or two involved. And we got to do all that in 1.33 seconds. Okay, so Jordan's at an elite level. But what I was really happy about was the way Jordan punted in the game. And when you look at his 3-directional punts, we went left on the 3-directional punts, put every ball outside the numbers, and really proud of him and where his growth is too. And that's the one thing about Nick and Jordan and Tyler. It doesn't matter. They come every day with a new idea of, hey, maybe I can just do this a little different, this a little better. But I'm so happy with where we are with these 3 guys. It's so fun to come to work every day because all they want to do is improve. They really do.
Randy, when Justin got here his first year, you did a lot of work with his, you know, kind of rebuilt him or whatever. Have you had to do that same process with Tyler to maybe kind of change different things that he's been doing in the past?
So we do it with all the kickers we've brought in, okay, all of them. And so Tyler had a little different way that he planned it. He had a little different way where he struck the ball, all right? He had a little different way with how he swung, and his sweet spot was a little lower. So we had to change all that, and his apex was higher. So if you watch some of his kicks at Arizona, those things are up there. Well, that you kick that ball up there in Cleveland, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, or Baltimore in November, forget it. It's got no shot. So we have to try to change the apex and the trajectory. So we've worked hard on it. We've only had 3 months, but we've worked very hard on changing of how we can hit a ball in the AFC North the way the ball should be hit in the AFC North. Okay.
All right.
Cool. We good? All right, guys.